what Jesus said. Nevertheless, the reason people fail, they don't drive out all the Canaanites. They let some stay around. It could be doubt, unbelief, lack of training, indoctrination. It can be enmity, jealousy, Cain jealousy. That's the first dangerous, that's the first reason a man died, Cain jealousy, which stems from pride. Pride is opposition against God. And don't think he's going to put a revival on top of these unchecked allowances. You have to drive them all the way out and fill your heart with the word and be trained by the Holy Ghost. And there's no way around it. You can, no matter how you look at it, that's what you got to do. I said, Lord, I wanted to go to Rhema. He didn't give me peace to go. I had to pay attention to what he was teaching me. And see, God thinks bigger than man. God got people that went to Rhema. But he took me aside and showed me things that others have not known or looked over. Now, in Rhema's, and I did listen to, I listened to Kenneth Hagin every day and all the other ministers. But I saw things that were good and bad, even with that. People were using faith to gain the American dream, and the Lord brought that to my attention. He said, denominational churches, they pull God's word down to fit their life. Pentecostal churches, they bring God's word up to fit their life. And then word of faith, the people, they sought to use faith to produce the American dream. Then he said, I wish they'd do my dream. See, what man is doing and what God is doing can be two different things. And nobody knows. And it caused me to see things in a greater way. What is the heart of God? Go back to the Beatitudes and live that way and pay attention to the Holy Spirit, and he'll guide you into all truth. God had a problem with every church there is. And we need to hear the problem he has. Now, the seven churches, he had a problem with them. Well, five of them, he had a problem. Two of them, he didn't have a rebuke. One of them, they had a little strength. They didn't get rebuked, but he exposed the fact, your strength, you got a little strength, a little faith. Now they know what to work on. Sometimes what has happened when people have a problem or a disagreement, they just split off. They just split off and forget about them. That's not right. They are still your brothers and sisters, and you still need to love them and help them if you can. Now, I had to go to different churches to do what God gave me to do. But he didn't have me to abandon anybody. They were still my brother, but I couldn't stay at the same church. I had to go where God sent me. I didn't leave in bad standings. I didn't leave because I was angry. And I talk about these things. I know it can be, people can say, well, he got a lot of frustration. And I do. The frustration is that good people didn't fulfill their greater destiny. But as far as the people that made these decisions, I still love them. They're still my brothers. And in many ways, I'm standing on their shoulders because they said things that inspired me. And they were not sloppy preachers. They were good preachers. People got healed under their ministry. All of them worked miracles. One of them, when I had the motorcycle wreck, he prayed for me and I never had trouble out of my knee. I mean, in 2001, I've experienced miracles under their ministry. But I had a word. If you receive the word of God and you obey God, you're going to be blessed by it. If God give a word and you don't receive it and you don't do it, you're not going to be blessed by it. It's going to be like it was as if it's actually when you miss a visitation, sometimes you can't get it back and they can't get it back. Now, Samson got his. He didn't get the quality life he could have had, but he was able to kill more in death than life because he looked to the Lord for one more time. Now, there are some things they may be able to do, but they will not be able to do what they were not trained for. They didn't receive training, so they won't be able to do what they would have been able to do if they didn't miss that visitation. Now, I'm saying this to everybody that hear my voice. Pay attention to the Holy Spirit and don't miss your visitation. Follow through with what God give you and don't let it go. And don't hold any animosity against anyone for any reason. I don't. But when God prompt me to say these things, I say it so that people can live a greater life and not make the same mistakes that that they did a generation ago. And the Lord had me doing this in the early 90s, you know. That's what, 30 years ago. About 30 years ago. So we can do things now that, you know, that the mistakes of the past don't need to happen in the present or the future. But if you know what to watch out for, then you can do it. It don't take long. But when you're in it, when you've been indoctrinated, when you think a certain way, it's a process to get out of that darkness and into the light. If you think enough, if you think a certain way hard enough, when and the Lord show you the road you're supposed to take, it can be as if he's trying to pull teeth out of you. You know you need that tooth pulled, but it hurt right now, and it's a struggle. I had to overcome so many things, so many thought processes when the Lord trained me. I had to unlearn. It's difficult to unlearn something when you believe it. And that's the same. That I don't care who you is. This, unless when you look at the Lord, and then you're going to need confirmations. I don't expect people to just jump on board with everything I say. Now, if you're a student, yeah, you jump on board and avoid a lot of trouble. Just like the people I'm talking about did when they went to Bible colleges, they were trained. They knew what to watch out for, and they did. They did good with that training. But guess what? There's no substitute for Holy Ghost training, because you got to look at the culture. You've been in this culture so long, a culture of doubt, unbelief, selfishness, pride, greed, racism, everything, lust, everything. And now homosexuality is on the rise with the crazy things the political leaders did. Now, and the devil, can't leave him out. He's pulling the puppet strings. But when this is your culture and you grew up in it, and it's in the cartoons, it's on the commercials, you can't run from it. It's, if you watch TV, you're going to get rated R commercials. So you got to have, you know, when I started saying everything that's not like God got to go, everything that's just like Satan got to go, my appetite for entertainment has changed. I didn't change it. I mean, when I kept confessing it by faith, and when I sit down in my recliner to watch TV, that's my reward for obeying God. I don't want to watch filth. If I know something's on there that's just hogwash, I don't want to see it. I definitely don't want to watch the news. Sometimes I like to listen to the Hagman Report. They tell the truth. And sometimes I'll read the ticker to make sure nobody blew each other up. Or I'll watch something on YouTube. But the news agencies, I don't trust them no more. Anyway, but I pay attention. I listen to Steve Quayle on the Hagman Report. I listen to Doug Hagman. And that's how I get my news. And I love the people that's trying to warn people about what's coming down the pike. I listen to the prophets that love God. And guess what? The ones that love God, they say the same thing. So now is the time to take God at his word. and hear him out. What is God saying? What is he trying to get over to you? Don't make the same mistakes that others have made. And they're our brothers and sisters. We love them, and you know, but the past is the past. And if somebody in the past hear the word and you want to, you know, you got to seek God. If you missed a visitation, or you just realized it, go in his presence and do what you can from this point on. That's the blessing of the new birth. You can pick it up from here. You can't always get the full result of when you miss a visitation, but God can sure do something to help you, and you'll be able to do good anyway. At least you won't make the same mistakes, and you'll help other people that will train and go for it. It don't take long to train. It takes a while. It can be a serious challenge to undo bad teaching, bad false teaching. Now, Pastor Jackson said that unbelief stems from lack of knowledge, wrong knowledge, and rebellion against knowledge. So consider that. And unbelief can be killed. That soldier can be killed. The soldier of lust can be killed. Greed can be killed. Pride can be killed. When I saw that God hate pride, that's when I started attacking pride. I was never a proud type person, to my knowledge. But I killed it anyway. I didn't want to grieve God in any way. I still don't want to grieve God. I don't even want to remind God of his enemy. So everything that's like Satan's got to go, and everything of God I want in my life. I will do all that's in his heart. Now I'm out of time. The Lord's not. He'll continue to mighty to move in and throughout every part of your life. And he won't leave any joy out as he works, as you receive his word and he works it in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord. Stay in victory. Stay in victory and enjoy the ride.